You are listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. This summer, Project Jericho, a nonprofit housed at Clark State in Springfield, hosted a free arts camp for local youth. They hired professional artists from around the country to teach. Young people wrote poetry, which they performed in a public concert emceed by Amina Brown, a nationally known slam poet. For Culture Couch, WYSO Community Voices producer Daniel Gummel has the story of one young man's experience at the camp.
So I walk into a room at the Kuss Auditorium in Springfield. It's full of teenagers working together, listening to music, and then I see this kid, you know, the one who always hates camp. He's sitting by himself, shoulders slumped and head down over by the speakers. And I asked, did you want to come to camp?
No, I didn't even want to.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I like all kinds of music except for this song.
Except for this song?
I listen to all kinds of music. I just don't like this song.
Well, apparently Jacob is having a hard time finding things at camp that he likes, including the music. He tried mosaic creating, but that didn't really work. Bookmaking was a little bit better, but still not great. But then things started to change for Jacob halfway through the camp when Amina Brown, the professional slam poet from Atlanta, showed up to lead the kids through a workshop on performance skills. And when she started talking about the poetry of a legendary artist, that made all the kids listen.
Family Tree is by a poet and rapper, Tupac Shakur. I hope that name is familiar to you. Tupac actually has a book of poetry. So the poetry we are using today was written by Tupac as a teenager, which I think is pretty cool.
Because we all spring from different trees does not mean we are not created equally.
So we opened up the floor after each group presented to say, tell me something you dug about it. Tell me something you like about it. And it's just interesting to hear how insightful, you know, some of those comments were and that it was fun. It kind of gets you out of your own box. You had some really shy kids who just looked at me like, please don't make me do this.
After the workshop, Jacob seemed almost happy. I asked him what the difference was, and he said poetry. But despite this, Jacob was freaked out because he knew he had to perform his poem in public at the concert on Friday.
All right, so tell me how you're feeling, Jake.
I'm nervous and scared. I'm going to be doing it in front of almost everybody.
Dude, that's cool, though.
Oh, it ain't.
You don't think so? I think it's exciting.
Look, I'm not no famous person like she is. I just can't go in front of a crowd and just do it with confidence and everything.
Jacob said he went home and practiced his poem in front of the mirror, just like Amina had told him. He practiced his confidence, his pronunciation, and his smile. And Friday afternoon, when it came time for the big performance, he was ready.
Yeah. Give it up for Jacob.
Yeah. Home, where I sleep, where I eat. This is the poem that I read. Home, where I sleep, where I eat. But the comforts that come with home is nowhere to be found. Why, I shout. How can you be home but far from it at the same time? Time multiplies when I'm far, but is short when I'm close. The distance between is answer and key. But why, I ask. Why?
Tell me about your poem.
Me being in foster care inspired it. It's about me being far away from home. Me being home but far from it, like I'm meeting my foster care. That's my home right now. But yet, it's not my home. I'm far from home. My home is with my mom. That's what I mean by it.
I left at the end of the week thinking that poetry wins again. And in the best way, too, if I'm honest. Because you really have to root for kids like Jacob. They've got a lot to think about. And when a simple trip to summer camp becomes a discovery of who you can be and awakens a new love of poetry, well, maybe that's the best part. Or maybe not.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
Lunch.
For WYSO Community Voices, I'm Daniel Gummel.
To see photos from Project Jericho's summer arts camp, visit WYSO.org. Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.